This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything I can to help you out. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The weather is starting to really change. We're starting to really get into that fall. We had a little bit of a Indian summer this past week here. It was close to 80 degrees, I want to say, Wednesday and Thursday. And it's 37 degrees right now in Lowell, Mass, where I am. It's a bit cold. Bit cold out there. It's supposed to warm up a little bit today. We had a frost advisory, which was the first of the season, which a little late. So that's means our growing beds have been going. A lot of things have been happening, but start to get ready for winter. Winter is coming. It's on the way. So you know, it might be a nice day out there to start cleaning up the garden, getting a few things done, cleaning up, starting that compost pile that you've, you know, been talking about for a few years or talking about for a bit. I want to start it. Well, this is the best time to be doing it. Your garden is probably plentiful of different plants in there this year. You've put all the different types of fertilizers, the manures, the additives to the soil, that type of thing. So right now, with all the plant material that you have that has gone by, they're pretty strong. They'd actually make for a good compost pile. So this would be the best time to be starting a new compost pile. You know, it's that time you take a look and you see, all right, did this have disease? Did this have this? You know, you might want to get rid of those into the trash instead of the compost pile. Another thing you want to take a look at when you're cleaning up the garden, see if there's any crabgrass still in there. There's late crabgrass that you'll see at this time of year. Make sure you don't put those in your compost pile. The compost usually never gets warm enough to kill all the crabgrass seeds. So throwing crabgrass into a compost pile is not a good thing. You want to just get rid of those in the garbage. So that's one of the good things to do. This is about the time you should be cleaning it up and planting winter rye grass. Winter rye grass is a grass that will start to produce now. You still have plenty of time to be putting it down. But it's one of those things that it helps feed during the winter and keeps the soil active but not too active. And in the spring, it's a great additive to the soil. What you would want to do in the spring is it would actually have grown. You mow it down to the ground, maybe a half inch to an inch, and then rototill that into the garden. Makes it a great additive, nice compost to the garden to help for next year get you started right. The other thing you can be doing at this time of year for the gardens for next year. Really, everything's about planning for next year at this point, getting it ready, you know, going on those successes that you had, the negative things that happened, and figuring out how you can fix them. This would be the time to be throwing lime down into the garden. Maybe some pelletized gypsum. Pelletized gypsum is a product that will help with drainage. Get rid of any of that clay-filled soil. Allow some of those nutrients to really flow through the best way that they should. So that can be added at this time. And my father's talked about this for so many years about adding seaweed to the garden. This would be the time to be doing it. The seaweed, you know, we just had a pretty decent storm pop through our area. It wasn't as strong as it was, unfortunately, in the Florida area, Hurricane Michael. But usually with storms, it brings seaweed to the beaches. If you can find some seaweed and get that, you want to make sure you bring it home and dry it out. One of the best ways to do that, get some black trash bags, lay them on the ground, lay the seaweed on top of it, right in the sun. Give it a few days so it'll actually dry out. At that point, you want to wash, once it's dried out, you want to wash the seaweed. Try to get rid of all that salt that's on top of it. You actually want to wash them out. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You want to wash those out before you dry them out, because then you'd have to dry them out again. But you'd want to wash them out, lay them out on the black trash bags so they can dry in the sun, and then throw them on the garden once they've dried 3 or 4 days later. That's something you can put on there, and then in the spring you'll be tilling that in as well. A lot of organic type things to be doing to add to the garden to get ready for next year. It's about that time to really be putting them to bed, but you know, we can talk more about that later today. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything I can to help you out. So give us a call. We've been getting a bunch of questions from the website to our email. Still trying to catch up on a few of them from this week. I know I got a bunch yesterday. Hadn't had a chance. My oldest daughter, Katie, we had a birthday party with 25 kids. She turned 3, so 25 kids around that age. That's that was a little aggressive, but it was fun. It's fun to watch watch her grow and become a great person that she is. So yesterday I had a few emails. I'll try to get back to those today. Do everything we can. But if you have some questions and you don't want to, you know, go on the radio or that type of thing, or you're thinking during the week, go to our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom. You can, it says contact us. Drop us a line via email. We'll do everything we can in a couple days to take care of it, and we'll do what we can. Also, if you're on there, take a look at the newsletter. You can email us saying that you would like to sign up for the newsletter. We'll get you signed up. And take a look at some of the old archived newsletters. Every time I do the show, I go through there, see what my father had talked about previously. Right now, the past 3 or 4 years of heavily talking about different bulbs and winter interest type plants. So, you know, bulbs, you still have time to be planting your bulbs, your spring bulbs. Again, this is all about thinking ahead for spring. Right now is the time you plan for the spring so you can be ready. One of the, a lot of your local garden centers right now should have bulbs to be planting out there. Different times. You know, make sure you take a look at the packages to see, all right, this one's going to come up early, this one's going to come up late, this one's going to come up midtime, that type of thing. So when your garden comes up, it's not all at once. It's all different times. It's different schedule. So that way you have that nice showy blossoms for a longer period of time. The other thing, and I was actually reading this in part of the newsletter, I'm not sure which year it was, but my father had mentioned, you know, make sure when you're planting flower bulbs, don't plant them in a row, straight. Make sure you stagger them. You know, if you put them in a row, once they pop up, they're in that straight line. Wind comes one day, as he wrote it, it's just like dominoes falling over. That way the wind can kind of go through it a little bit, and it's not just one line. It helps protect you for the longer term of the season. So that would be one of the things to take a look at. Make sure when you're planting them, you plant them with the flower up. And you don't plant them too deep, but you plant them deep enough. It all depends on the bulb that you're using. And there's a couple things you can do. I've heard some people dipping bulbs in Rapelzol in the liquid form. Putting them in the, getting like a big bowl, maybe a 5-gallon bucket, because the bowl you might be using to eat, you might not want that in the, you might not want the Rapelzol, even though it's organic, in your cooking bowls. But you put them in there, you'd actually dump the Rapelzol into the 5-gallon bucket and the bulbs, let them soak for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and then plant them. It's just an extra to be putting them in there. Certain bulbs, you could be, there's the concern of moles or voles trying to just, they're digging through there. They're blind. They don't know what's going on, so they just keep digging. Putting maybe like a 3/4-inch stone. There used to be like a volcanic lava stone. A lot of people would use that as well. So you can put those around the bulbs to help protect them. But that's just one thing you could be doing. We'll talk about many more things as we go today. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. So just feel free to give us a call. As I said before, if you don't feel comfortable coming online, you know, just go to our website, paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom and we can help answer your questions. Might take a little bit of time, but it'll be worth it. You'll get some stuff written down. It's fall. It's really here. The temperatures are really starting to hit. We had a frost advisory in my area, at least, last night, where it could have gone down to 33. It didn't quite go down all the way down to 33, but the frost advisories are starting. So if you haven't brought your houseplants in yet, we're getting to the end of them being outside. The houseplants really need to start coming in. Best time to be doing that is maybe, you know, leave them out during the day where it's warm. And then start bringing them in at night to keep that temperature the same during the day and at night. So you want to get them ready to come in so it's not just a complete shock. It's not the very extreme low wet temperature to a, you know, it would be high temperature if it was like from a 30 to a 65, 70 in the house. That'd be an extreme. So that's what you want to start to do. And if you haven't already, I know a lot of you have already started bringing in your houseplants. You know, all right, this weather is going to be too good to be true, so let's start getting ready. So start bringing the houseplants in. One of the things that I always like to take a look at right before you bring them in, get them a spray with like a an All Seasons or a neem oil. Spray them outside to get rid of any of the insects that might be, you know, hiding on there. Cover the plant just so it has a slight drip, not so it's just dripping heavily. You want that slight drip so that it's on there and it's going to stick. The other thing I like to do is there's a systemic houseplant granule from Bonide. that you can start to mix into the soil of the plant. That takes care of any of the soil-borne insects, like fungus gnats. Those are the most common. You start to see those as they come in because they're right in front of your face, the plants are. So you can just see them more often. So you're seeing those fungus gnats. The fungus gnats might have been in the plant prior, but being outside, you're not standing there watching them as much, or they're not in your house just bugging you, if you will. No pun intended there. That was accidental, but it's good. But by putting that in there, you sprinkle that into the soil, you work it into the soil, water it in, and that should help with your fungus gnats. It lasts a couple weeks, maybe a little bit more than that. Might have to do it a couple times, but it's well worth it to get rid of some of those soil-borne insects that are coming out. So those are a few things to get ready to bring your plants in at this time. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So for those of you who are still planting, because fall is a perfect time to be planting, I do highly recommend using the Biotone Starter Plus. It's really one of those things where, as we were talking, it is planting insurance. It's really going to help benefit the root system. Going to get those roots going and actually help benefit you for winter. You want to take care of the roots now because the roots are going to be the part where it's going to be the frozen and stuck in the soil. You want to make sure that those roots have some nutrients going into the winter that they can store up for spring and then be ready to go. The Biotone Starter is an awesome product. Great mix in there. It's awesome. It's organic, so it's even better. But it's great to use when you start planting. I recommend anytime you plant, if you transplant, that type of thing. It just adds to the soil. Gets the microbes that are in there going and working for you. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You're here for a couple more hours to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free. We'll be here, like I said, 10 a.m. Eastern, so give us a call.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from a Turkish prison. He was detained after a failed military coup in 2016. Brunson has always maintained his innocence. President Trump.
This has nothing to do with anything. There was no deal made at all. There was no deal. But we're very happy to have him and have him in good shape, very good shape.
And global businesses are reassessing their relationships with Saudi Arabia after reports that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his interrogation, torture, and murder inside the consulate. Once again, President Trump.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation. So we'll see what happens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a caller, so we're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up first today?
Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a question. Last night we had a light frost, and I'm wondering if it's too late to put some grass seed down.
I'd still put it down. I was actually thinking about doing that into my yard the next couple days here. It looks like, at least where I am, temperatures, we might have one frost. But one of the best ways to really protect the grass seed when you're doing is using like a salt marsh hay. There's a product out there called Lucerne hay. You want to make sure it's a salt marsh hay if you're going to use bales of hay. The salt marsh hay is actually weed-free, whereas if you were to put straw down, the straw actually has weed seeds in it. What you do on there is you put like a small covering just to protect everything. It does two things. One, it keeps the soil temperatures at a regulated temperature, so it's not freezing on you when we get those frosts or getting close to that freeze. The other thing it does is if you have a lot of birds in the area, it will cover the seeds so the birds don't be taking it. They're all trying to get as much as they can now to fill up for winter before their trek south.
Right. I noticed them out there last few days without having any fresh seed down.
Exactly. So by putting that down, this salt marsh hay or, like I said, the Lucerne hay, something that has no weed seeds in it, it'll actually help protect it. There's even some styles of, they come in a roll, where it's like it's almost like an erosion control, but they have one that you can use as like a blanket to go over seed. You can find them at some local garden centers. But it's that extra protection to keep that cool weather regulated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something to do. Don't forget to put the starter fertilizer down. I'd put the starter fertilizer down first on the lawn, then put the grass seed on top of that. So the starter fertilizer has some time to break down, and especially when you walk over the starter fertilizer, you're starting to break up those granules a little bit. And if you went out there today, the ground might be a little bit wet from that frost, from the dew that's out there. Stepping over seed to put the starter fertilizer, especially if you're using a spreader, might pick up some of that seed that you've put down. So the less you walk on the seed, the better. Obviously, you're going to have to walk on it when you put some of that straw or, the salt marsh hay or something along those lines. But just be careful. Maybe try to do it later in the day today when it's had some time to dry out so the seed's not going to just stick to your shoes. But you definitely have time to do it.
The other question I have with that is in my local store here, I have a choice between Kentucky Raw Fall Fescue or another selection would be a ryegrass. Which would you recommend?
You in a sunny area?
Yeah, full sun.
Yeah, so you'd want the Kentucky Blue to be one of your higher numbers on the back of it, but you do want to make sure you add a little bit of fescue and rye. Have it in that mix. Usually it's not just a straight Kentucky Blue. The lawns in the area are more mixtures, unless it's been sodded, those strips of sod that have been put down. Usually when you put strips of sod, it's always been like a bluegrass. So if you're trying to match a bluegrass, stick with that. But I like to have a mixture so that if something happens to the lawn, say, just as an example, there's a disease that hits the bluegrass, it doesn't wipe out the entire lawn. You have some of those fescues and ryes mixed in there. Also, take a look at the bag and make sure there's not a lot of annual ryegrass on there. By law, they have to have what's in the package, and it'll tell you the percentages of it. And just make sure there's not a lot of annual rye. The annual rye is not going to do you any good at this time. If it was early spring, it would be fine. It would help fill in some of the grass. That way, not as many weed seeds are going to be able to come in there. But just take a look now. Because, like I said, the annual grass, next year it's already gone because it's been hit by the frost. The other thing, just take a look at the weed. They're usually like inert matter or weed seed, very, very small amounts of it. If it's, you want to get less than 1% in there for inert matter, which is common. When they put everything on the package, they have to have something on there that just kind of says, hey, there could be some other stuff that could have been blown in, et cetera, when we were mixing, that type of thing. That's what I would look for.
And the Kentucky raw salt fescue, that's all that's in that. It's just that one grass seed. That wouldn't be a good choice.
Well, I like to have a little bit of a mix when I put stuff down, but if your options are either the Kentucky, like the blue and the fescues, versus like a rye, I'd probably go with the fescues myself. The fescues and the bluegrass type. The rye, there's a lot of perennial rye grass out there, but there's a lot more annual rye grass as well. So you might not be getting a full coverage that way. Ryegrass might be nice to be putting in like your garden bed, your vegetable garden, like a winter rye type that you can compost into it. You can till it in the spring and it actually acts like peat moss, that type of thing. So that would be used for that, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the time and the information, and you have a great weekend.
You too, Paul. Enjoy the rest of the day. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. One of the things, I talk about this every week, how I look at the newsletter, and one of the things I was just reading earlier and last night that my father had written was, it might sound early, but check on the snowblower. Go out there and start it. Make sure it starts right and everything's done because, you don't want to get stuck on that first snowfall. I'm really hoping that it's the same way we get it in January and February. Have a nice couple months here, but it might be time to check it before everybody, all of a sudden, all the small engine repair guys are flooded with snowblowers. It's one of those things where you don't think about it until it's time. So get out there, just start it. See if it works. See if there's any need for it that's been sitting for a while, and get it ready. The other thing, I was reading the last part of the first article that's in his newsletter was pretty cool. It says, I'm going to read it word for word because it felt good to read. I liked it a lot. It was like it was put in the newsletter for a reason here. So there's one last thing. Rake a big pile of leaves for the kids to play in, and just like your dad did for you. This year, jump in it with the kids or by yourself. Look at the sky and smell the fragrance of fall, and your dad will be right there with you in the pile of leaves again. Enjoy. Thought that was pretty cool. It was like my father was telling me, hey, get out there. Get something done in your yard. Maybe you got too many leaves. And he's probably right. He knows pretty well on that. So it's pretty cool stuff to see. So one of the other things that we were taking a look at in this newsletter, and we've talked about a few times, is about hydrangeas and getting them ready for winter. Now is the time to be cutting some of those spent flowers. You can be doing the same thing with roses at this time. So the hydrangeas, just get rid of the spent flowers. So it's not adding extra weight over the winter. So if the snow comes, sits on that, it's going to pull the plant down and maybe break it in half. So by doing that, you just cut a little bit. We're not talking all the way back. We're not talking a heavy prune. This is just to get rid of some of the flowers, to get rid of some of that excess weight. And then it's the same thing with the roses. Get rid of some of the old flowers, that type of thing. My father describes it in his newsletter to clean around the plant, all faded foliage, and tie up the branches to resemble a Hershey's kiss. Bring everything in there, tie it at the top so it just, you know, it has that structure, so it's holding it. So that way, when the winter does come, it's not going to split the plant in half. It's going to help it move along. From there, and we've talked about this a few times, getting things ready for winter, and you can do this with your roses and your hydrangeas. Once the ground freezes, and I'm talking completely freezes, this could be, you know, getting into Thanksgiving area. That's when you would want to start filling up the plants with your mulch, your soil, your pine needles, the salt marsh hay, that type of thing around the plant. Maybe about 12 inches high, 12 inches wide around the base. That helps with the winter protection. But you've got to wait until the ground freezes. I've said this a few times, and my father says this. Small rodents are looking to build homes for the winter right now. They're trying to overwinter themselves. They're thinking, you know, let's get for next year. So if you put this out now, you're building a rodent hotel, basically. You got shelter, you got food, water from the plant, everything. So usually it's waiting until about Thanksgiving-ish to be doing that. That's why, the salt marsh hay is one of the easiest to do. I'd like you to go to your garden center now, take a look and see if they have salt marsh hay or something along that doesn't have the weed seeds. If you can't find it, you could always use straw, but straw, again, has those weed seeds. Put it to the side. Bring it home, put it to the side, and wait till the ground completely freezes. You know, it's usually, in the past, it's been around Thanksgiving where day after Thanksgiving is a great time to get out there, put that salt marsh hay around the plant, those 12 by 12 inches around there, to get it ready for winter and for next spring. As my father's always said, and I've said, many people have said, you don't prune these types of plants, the hydrangeas or the roses in the fall. And I know I just said to clean off the dead blooms, and that's considered pruning. I'm talking like a heavy prune. Don't cut anything back to the ground. Don't do that type of the heavier pruning because you could affect it. Only start in the spring with some of these. Late winter, early spring. So we're talking end of March, beginning of April, that type, to be pruning those. My father's talked about the real time to be to cutting your roses back is when the Red Sox come to town in Boston for real. You know, not the preseason games, that type of thing. Hopefully, that will give you something to remember. If not, around tax day. Just about everybody remembers that. I know we all don't want to pay our taxes, but it gets to happen. But as my father would always say, when the Red Sox come to Boston to play for real, side note, hopefully they start playing for real now Last night was not a great game to watch. So if you're in New England and are a Red Sox fan, let's hope for a better game tonight. So we'll go from there. Hopefully it works out. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today, Eastern Time AM, to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And if not, you can go to our website at paulparent.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom to contact us. Get some information on there to, email me. I will answer it. If not, we'll do our best we can in the next couple days to get to you. So take a look on there to email me. Again, phone number here, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. A little brisk out there, but it's going to be a great day to get in the garden. So get out there, get some planting done, and get ready for the winter that's ahead.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to pass along a tip that I actually was reading last night. I found it on Facebook from Massachusetts Nursery and Landscape Association. Really timely, obviously, but I was thinking about tomato gardens out there. At this point, not all the tomatoes have ripened. You have some green tomatoes, but we're starting to get a frost, so you're like, wow, what do I do with all the green tomatoes? Just a tip to get them to ripen for you. So place the green tomatoes in a paper bag with a ripe apple, and place the bag where the temperatures will range between 60 degrees to 75 degrees. The ethylene given off by the ripe apple stimulates the ripening of the tomatoes and will help them turn red. It's a perfect time because it's apple picking season. So you're going to have a bunch of apples, hopefully from this weekend, going out there. I know it was a little rainy in the beginning of the day, but it was a nice day in the afternoon yesterday. So maybe you went out and did apple picking. I know a lot of the orchards are just about done. Maybe a couple more weeks. But take one of those apples, put it in with the rest of the green tomatoes in a paper bag. Keep it in that warm temperatures, like I said, 60 to 75 degrees. That'll help you use those. Or, I know in the previous newsletters, I'd have to find it, but there's a green tomato jam that my father had always talked about. So that's one way to do it. Just thinking about some of the things to get you to utilize what you've used, what you have left over at this time. Are you tired of the mice moving into your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonite has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint. But mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant that drives mice away. Just use one throw pack per average size room and your mouse free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or a 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Boni products are family-made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. It can be at Eldridge Lumber in York, Maine, a Blue Seal feed store near you, and Country Gardens in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Mouse Magic is one of those things that I know my father used religiously. He had some issues a couple of years ago where mice actually got into the shed and made a home in the seat of his sit-down lawnmower. So he was trying to think what to do, and he talked to Bonide. Bonide actually had that product, and he was like, oh, this is great. Started using it. Like it says, it does last 2 months. So if you put it down now, we're talking the middle of December that you'd have to reapply, especially in a garden shed, just a couple times. It's that smell. It's the irritant that keeps the mice away. By putting it in now, like I've talked about with the plants, you don't want to put the mulch or anything around them until the ground freezes because the rodents are looking for somewhere to stay. Well, this cold temperatures, they're starting to look at their sheds, people's sheds, different areas of the house where they can really go. So by doing it now, you're going to help repel them when they're looking for that shelter. So this would be a great time to be putting it down. Great product. Like I said, my father used it all the time, swore by it. I put it inside the boat when it would be overwintered for winter. Put it around the lawnmower. I swear the lawnmower smelled the nicest out of there once you had the cut grass smell on it and the Mouse Magic with the spearmint and peppermint. So it was pretty cool stuff to see. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Victoria Mack from Natural Alternative. There's some great information going out there. It's time to be putting that winter fertilizer down. And we're going to touch on some ice melt. I know those of you who have used it in the past are really, really love it. It's a great product out there. But we're going to touch on it now. Get ready for the winter that's coming. It's, being prepared is the best way to do it. Like we've talked about today, getting ready for spring is what you need to be doing now. We also got to start getting ready for winter. So as I said, we're going to talk about a little bit of that with Victoria with the ice melt, but a few other things you can be doing for the end of the year. But give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.